Charlie, can you imagine waking up anywhere else?
Seventeen, we'll think about that till you go LOS. About 30 seconds to LOS. We'll see you on the other side. It's going to be a good day.
Righto, Joe.
This is Apollo Control. We've now had loss of signal as Apollo 17 goes behind the moon on the ninth revolution. We'll be reacquiring in about 45 minutes, a little bit less, as the spacecraft comes back on the front side on the 10th revolution. And by that time, the crew should have completed breakfast. They'll be getting the pressure suits unstowed and begin preparations for entering the lunar module for the separation, landing on the lunar surface, and the first EVA, all scheduled to occur this day. The IR data, which Joe Allen advised the crew we're getting in such good form back here on the ground from the spacecraft service module, is from the IR scanning radiometer. This is an instrument carried in the CSM SIM bay, Scientific Instrument Module bay. And it's obtaining surface temperatures under the ground track of the spacecraft, from which scientists will be able to construct a temperature map. From this information, they hope to be able to characterize such lunar surface physical parameters as the thermal conductivity, the bulk density, and the specific heat. Apollo 17 at the present time is in an orbit about 59 nautical miles at its high point and about 12 and a half miles above the lunar surface at the low point. At 106 hours, 5 minutes, this is Apollo Control, Houston.